I seem to be striking out all over the place on this. I haven't been able to. Mr. Hoover just got back as I was holding the phone here for you. Curtis made his speech. I don't know whether you've seen the press clipping on it or not.
No.
And he's pretty nasty. Now, I talked to Dirksen before this happened and suggested coming down and seeing him. He said nothing would prevent Curtis from making the speech, and that he was bowing out with it, and he was making it as a face-saving device. I spoke to Clark, who was lunching with Mansfield, and suggested that there be something to top this speech. Both of them sort of ought to wait, and so forth and so on, which I think is wrong. That is, I think it ought to be topped on the press today. My best suggestion on it would be either a statement by me and a statement by Mr. Hoover, or a letter by me, which could be read on the floor, coupled with a letter from Hoover in which he said this was full and complete investigation and a fair summary, if he's willing to do that, which I think he would be. That would pretty much hit at the major charges Curtis made, because he says in here the report's not an FBI report. There's no statement that it contains all the interviews of the FBI. The Attorney General can direct the FBI to interview only certain purposes, persons, and select the most sterile and innocuous questions. This report was obtained and released for the purpose of prejudicing the public mind against the testimony of witnesses. The hearings are replete with this. Don Reynolds was denied his fundamental right to have his accusers placed under oath and so forth. That's going to get a fairly big play. I think it has to be topped with something today. That's my judgment.
Well, you're the boss. Just go ahead and do it. Do anything you can. I think you ought to, and I think we made a tragic mistake in not making Hoover learn it, and his people did it, and they did it right, and everybody's got confidence in them, and we ought to go down there and had that chairman call us right in to present it and take it charge by charge and subject yourself to any questioning, submit to any, and let them answer it, and I think we wouldn't do it. But Jordan can't answer this.
The problem with that is that they'll want every other witness in under oath, Mr. President. That's the, you know, just prolong the whole damn thing. That's the other side of this. This is what has had me concerned, that they will use this, that Curtis will use this, or, you know, if there's too much that comes back, would use this to say, let's have every one of those people in under oath and just keep the whole thing going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's undesirable.
That's right, but it's been going for years. Now, I don't know how whether it'll keep going or not.
Well, Dirksen swears.
You know what, every time they lie on me, Nick, you know what my lawyers say?
I know, Mr. President.
If you acknowledge it, it'll keep on. Keep it going.
Dirksen swears this is the end.
Well.
And that he's bowing out. Curtis is bowing out with this. And on most of the votes in that committee, Scott and Cooper supported the majority, according to Clark. Just Curtis staying away. I haven't talked to Scott or Cooper. Scott I don't completely trust. He's a pretty quick man with a knife. And Cooper is, I think, good, but he doesn't understand this. It's hard to, hasn't done his homework.
Well, don't you think you ought to call him and tell him the FBI was instructed to investigate every possible lead with no wraps off, and they everybody and under the law that if any false statement's made to them, it's just as punishable as a perjury charge, and that they went from A to Z and they couldn't find the one thing, and that all the reports are available to him if he wants to see them? Or do you think that stirs it?
Well, my only problem with the reports being made available, I'm willing to make them available. I would make them available to Dirksen, his staff, you know, anybody that I had some confidence in.
Mm-hmm.
The trouble is that in some of those reports, as you know, there's scurrilous material which doesn't touch on Reynolds, but there's stuff that touches on some movie actors, for example. I don't want to get them out in the public light and make that sensational.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't trust a man like Curtis.
Now I was talking about Cooper.
Yeah, and I just don't know. You know, if I offer it to Cooper, Curtis will insist on it. I would be willing to offer it to, you know, to anybody. I'd say give it to the former Attorney General, Bill Rogers. Give it to Dirksen's staff. I trust his people. I don't trust the minority counsel on this committee. And my feeling would be if I can get Mr. Hoover to make a statement that that was fair and accurate and a complete, undirected investigation, that that would top Curtis's story.
I think so, and I think in view of the way he answered King, and he ought to answer one here where the president and cabinet members and majority leader involved, where his reputation's under question. That's the way I'd put it to him.
All right, I'll put it to him as coming from me, Mr.
Yeah, okay.
I may need help.
All right, okay.